In 15 years as a self-employed creator, I have learned how to finish what matters. I follow a 9-step process that makes an easy-to-remember acronym that also describes what this process does. Erase fear. This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. Fear is at the root of most struggles to finish creative projects. Even when you think you're merely getting interested in another project, that's often fear masquerading as curiosity. Stephen Pressfield calls it resistance. It can cause the dreaded shiny object syndrome. But if you can break down most of the sources of fear, you can clear the way for decisive action. You can erase fear. First, what does erase fear stand for? 1. Envision the outcome. 2. Rehearse the process. 3. Ask questions. 4. Search for answers. 5. Enjoy the process. 6. Face the obstacles. 7. End perfectionism. 8. Assess the outcome. And 9. Record the process. A little more about each of those. 1. Envision the outcome. If you have a clear picture of the outcome you want, you can reverse engineer your way to making it happen. Executing visions is a skill to work on because we usually have a vision that outpaces our current abilities and resources. To get better at envisioning, work on your vision muscle. Practice having a vision, then carrying it out. You do this every time you cook a recipe or plan a party. Write down the outcome you'd like to see. Use the methodology I described on episode 245 about the avocado challenge to rate your odds of success. 2. Rehearse the process. Once you have a vision, mentally rehearse the steps. Do you have any idea what steps to follow to make this vision a reality? I want Goldilocks fear in my projects. If you know exactly what to do, it won't be fun. If you don't know where to begin, you'll be paralyzed. You want just the right amount of fear to keep it interesting. If you're too familiar with the process, ask yourself, how can you scale up your vision? If you're too unfamiliar, ask yourself, how can you scale it down? 3. Ask questions about the gaps in your knowledge. Now you have a vision that challenges you just the right amount. There are parts of the process you don't understand. These unknowns can be sources of fear. They could turn out to be way more complicated than you expected, which would put in jeopardy your ability to follow through. Write down the questions you have about the process. 4. Search for answers. Look at your questions about the process. Set aside time and energy to answer them. You can make a surprising amount of progress just guessing. Before you ask anyone else, ask yourself, how would I do this? You might find a new way of doing things. If too much is unknown, you may have to scale back your vision once again. If it's all too easy, you may need to scale it up. But don't get frustrated if you don't find all the answers. You'll learn them in the next step. 5. Enjoy the process. You've planned and worked to pick the right project, but you can't go into it without some unknowns. Otherwise, by definition, it wouldn't be a creative project. You'll find the rest of the answers to your questions in the act of doing. This is where you need to do a little mental wrestling. Whatever fear you have, flip it over and slam it on its back. Turn that fear into excitement about discovery. If you've done the first 4 steps well, picking the right size project with the right amount of uncertainty, you'll be able to pull this off. 6. Face the obstacles. As hard as you try to take on a project you can handle, you're going to run into obstacles. Fear often manifests itself as convenient excuses, and the most dangerous excuses are the true ones. Yes, your project hasn't gone as planned, or a bomb went off in your personal life, but that doesn't mean this is impossible. Slaughter your scapegoats and move forward. Anything worth doing requires some grit. 7. End perfectionism. You're nearing the end of your project. In fact, you could ship it right now. That is, if it weren't for perfectionism. Perfectionism can turn the final 5% of a project into 105%. Just when you put on one final touch, you notice another that needs to be improved. Part of this is due to the finisher's paradox, which I talked about on episode 267. You learn in the process of a project, so by the end, you can already do better. Another part of it is fear. Fear makes you anxious. When you're anxious, you notice imperfections. Some of those imperfections are figments of your imagination. You've done all you can up to this point to erase fear, but there's still going to be some in the final stretch. No perfectionism is there, and push through to ship. Like I talked about on episode 265, shipping is a skill. 8, assess the outcome. Even though we're done with the project, we're not done erasing fear. Now that your project is out in the world, ask yourself, how did it turn out? Look back on the vision you wrote down and your predictions about success. Does it fit that vision? And if not, why? What did you not foresee? What would you do differently next time? Write it down. 9, record the process. Reflect on the actual process you followed. Write it down and brainstorm how you might do it better next time. You now have a process you can follow, even if it's just a sloppy operating procedure like I talked about on episode 224. Preparation is the antidote to fear. The next time you do a project like this, you can do it a little bigger, so you add a few unknowns to the new process that keep it interesting. One more time, here is the erase fear process. 1, envision the outcome. 2, rehearse the process. 3, ask questions. 4, search for answers. 5, enjoy the process. 6, face the obstacles. 7, end perfectionism. 8, assess the outcome. And 9, record the process. This process is exactly how I erase fear in my projects, whether it's in the 3 books I've written or more than 280 podcast episodes. I hope it works for you too. One thing I've learned in over a decade as an independent creator is to invest in ideas. They really are everything. Most of them don't work out, but the ones that do can be big. I had one idea that led to a book deal and transformed my life. I had another idea that connected me with a company that later sold to Google, which brought a surprise payday. Big ideas start small, and the place I share my ideas first is my weekly newsletter. It's called Love Mondays, and each week I share a big little idea about how to break through to become a true original and make it as a creator. I also share my favorite quotes and books and tools for thought. Think of Love Mondays as like a shot of creative fuel to start off your week. There's several thousand subscribers. We're having a good time. Join Love Mondays at kdv.co/newsletter. That's kdv.co/newsletter. You might have noticed I don't have ads on Love Your Work. I haven't had them for a long time now. In fact, a big company whose name you would definitely recognize offered me money to advertise in this show recently, and I had to turn it down. Why? Because some money feels good, some money feels not as good. When I see that somebody bought one of my books, that feels good. When a company advertises on the show, I mean, it's money, but that doesn't feel quite as good. Another kind of money that feels really good is the money I get from my Patreon supporters. It feels like an honest exchange. It's a vote of confidence that they like the show. Since I myself support a number of creators on Patreon, I know it feels good to vote with my dollars and support the kind of work I would like to see in the world. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Make the kind of podcast I want to listen to and share the ideas I want to see in the world. So if you like the show, a great way to let me know is to support the show on Patreon. Even a few bucks a month helps. It really adds up over all the dedicated listeners, and it motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing. If you'd like to support the show, visit the Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. You'll see the different levels and perks available. Even if you're on the fence, check out the page. Again, it's at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/katavi. Thanks for your support.
Love Your Work is brought to you exclusively by our Patreon supporters, including top supporters Jeffrey Mason and Bob Rosen.
The theme music for Love Your Work is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.